You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantek.
School's out and you still have a full day of demands and your family is hungry. What do you do? Well, we have the Stealth Mom here to rescue us. Please meet Catherine Katz. She's founder of Cuisinicity.com, a free healthy cooking website where good food and good health come together in a way that is actually feasible for today's busy family. And she ought to know because she is the wife of the well-known nutrition expert, Dr. David Katz, and she has 5 children. So that's why we call her the Stealth Mom. How did you do it? Thanks for being in our kitchen today. I just can't wait to hear about some of your fabulous summer recipes. Let's start with a family entree. It's hot summer, or maybe we should start with breakfast. I think that's where we should go.
Breakfast or snack. There's so many choices. But let me just preface by saying, because I'm a Stealth Mom, the whole point for me is to try to fuel up the growing body of a child. There's nothing more satisfying and gratifying than doing that. And giving them those wholesome ingredients that their bodies need. And what they care to know is that they love it, right? So
yes.
I'm going to be talking about some of my recipes that I think are particularly great for the summer on a hot day and when those hordes of kids are coming into your house and you want to feed them, but still you do want to feed them the more wholesome foods and you do want them to love it. And so let me just how about I start with a power banana chocolate milkshake. I mean, right?
Yeah.
At night.
Yes.
And cold on a summer day, but what is wonderful about this particular milkshake, I created it for my growing son. He's about to turn 16 and I swear he's growing an inch every day. And I created this milkshake for him because, you know, I love the idea that I want to, you know, really fuel up his body. And this one is particularly power nutrition. And the secret ingredient in there that you would never know is in there and that provides the protein, not some concoction of a powder where you have no idea what's in it, it's black beluga lentils. I mean, lentils. And you'd never have kids have that in you know, let alone for breakfast, but in their milkshake. But what it does is it completely hides in there and it gives it that wonderful creaminess. So this particular milkshake is skim milk, bittersweet chocolate, banana, rolled oats, and black lentils. And literally with, throw that in a blender and with some ice, and it is, I don't mean this just for my kids. A lot of kids come to my house and Mama Katz's milkshake, they just love. They just don't know what's in it. You know, it's just creamy chocolate banana milkshake. So that's one that I think moms out there will particularly feel good about. And I just want to preface also that it's not always about hiding and deceiving the kids, of course, you know, because the more you give them these kinds of wonderful, wholesome ingredients that you hide into things that they love, the more their taste buds will adapt to the more wholesome ingredients. But and then they will grow to prefer those, even when you don't hide anything in them. The simpler, the more wholesome, and that's the whole point, ultimately.
That's such a good point. You know, I'm with you on no hiding, but any opportunity I have to boost what they already like with some extra good ingredients like beans and lentils, those are like, they're on the top of my list of the best kind of foods you can eat. They're cheap and they're so protein packed and fiber packed. I had never thought of it adding to a milkshake. I love that. I can't wait to try that.
You know, I always try to push for the nutrition, but the ultimate test is if it tastes good and if nobody knows really what's in it. And it's funny, you should mention, you know, about deceiving the kids. In my family, now the kids have grown. I just have one left at home. But when they were young, I mean, literally, we would play the game, what's the secret ingredient in this at the table? And all 5 kids and even my husband would chime in, you know, and say, you know, flax seeds or lentils or beans, because they know me. But they oftentimes they did not guess. And sometimes they were really disappointed. There was nothing hidden in there. It was just wonderful, and they just loved it. So that's the point. Really not hiding so much that you're doing this, because you're doing it because you love them. But for them to love it so much, love the food so much, that it gets to be fun. So what did you hide in there? So it's,
what a great approach. Love that.
It is. It's fun. It's really, because, you know, as you also emphasize in KidCrit, in your KidCrit program, is healthy kids have more fun. You know, it's about vitality. It's not kids don't think about, you know, chronic disease. They think about being healthy and vital and energetic. And they just embrace that. So would
true.
You like more ideas for recipes?
Well, we have time, baby, for one more. We're running short on time. So pick one. Yeah, we could talk all day.
Do you want an entree or dessert?
Let's do an entree.
An entree. Okay. I have so many. I'm excited about the dessert, because oftentimes people think that in order for to give a dessert to a kid, it has to be, you know, the store bought with a partially hydrogenated oil and the frosting that you literally could, you know, you could put Crisco and coloring and sugar on there, and it would be just as good in terms of nutrition.
All right, then go for the dessert. Okay. We're all ears now. I'm ready.
All right, now I've convinced you for the dessert.
Yes,
I will get back. I'm sure I'll be back on your show. We can talk about other stealth recipes.
Yes.
So this one is a dark chocolate cake. And oh my goodness, first of all, I don't use white refined flour ever in my baking. I use whole wheat pastry flour, which is easily found in every supermarket. But it's made from soft wheat, which is a lot lighter in texture and taste, but just as rich in fiber. So it's an upgrade there. And what I hide in there is a ton of grated zucchini, fresh grated zucchini.
Oh,
and when I made it, I always push on the nutrition side, and I thought, maybe I'm pushing it a little too much, three full cups of grated zucchini. There's no way the kids are not going to know. There's going to be some kind of green speck in there. Somehow, it just disappears into the batter, and all it gives is that wonderful moistness, richness that it's just wonderful. And so what I like to do is I either make it as a cake or little cupcakes that I then drizzle with a little dark chocolate, you know, just melted with a little skim milk, and it's really, that's all you need for frosting. And then I take a great big strawberry, fresh strawberry, you know, cut it at its base so it's flat, and put it upside down on top of it. Beautiful, like a little party hat. And it is just delicious. And you know they're eating their vegetables.
Wow.
That is
a great
recipe.
I have a question, though. The zucchini, you didn't scrape the skin off, right? You kept the skin on.
No, very good point. Yeah, no. And I don't even use I literally take a grater, a hand grater, just wash the zucchini and just grate everything with the skin, everything. And don't even take out the juice from it. Just throw it in the batter. It is so yummy.
Oh, I love that. I have made a couple of recipes before with zucchini, but three whole cups does sound like a lot. So I can't wait to try that one now. And I love your tip about the wheat flour. I've made that switch a few years ago as well, to completely whole wheat flour. And a lot of people are kind of intimidated. They think their baked goods aren't going to be the same. So I like the tip about using the pastry wheat flour
pastry,
a little bit
absolutely.
Lighter. Yeah. That's great. I hadn't heard of that one, so I'll definitely be switching over some recipes. But Catherine, you're right. We definitely didn't have enough time to go through all your recipes because there's so many. So I'm glad you're going to be back and we're going to get to talk about even more. But I want to, all our curious listeners that want to know more of these recipes and more right away, go to her website, and that's cuisinicity.com. It's a little bit hard to spell. CuisinicityCom, or just go to our Facebook page on Kid Critics and we'll put a link up for you. In the meantime, make sure you always eat well and stay well.